23. What would you do? Exercises 2 and 3.
Tom, this is my friend, Asif. He's in my class at school. Asif, this is my brother, Tom.
Hi, Asif.
Hello, Tom. I thought you had a sister too, Mel.
Mel and I do have a sister called Kate, but she's not here at the moment. So, Asif, tell me, what's Mel like when she's at school? Does she get into trouble? Is she as annoying as she is at home?
Oh, Tom, stop it!
Well, no, Tom. Actually, Mel's a really good student. She's very good at maths and music. The music teacher thinks she could write music professionally if she was a bit more confident. What do you do, Tom?
I'm at college, studying maths, physics and chemistry.
Do you like music too?
Yeah, of course. But I don't like Steps or Britney Spears like Mel.
What do you like?
He likes TLC and Mariah Carey. Tom goes skateboarding and he thinks he's really cool. Have you noticed his Tommy Hilfiger clothes? Tom always has to have the most fashionable clothes and the best trainers. He just copies everyone else at his college. He has no personal style.
What's so special about the music and clothes that you like?
Nothing. But I don't copy anyone else.
That's true, actually. Mel doesn't copy anyone. She's very individual.
But she is a bit of a wimp.
Oh, you're always bullying me. OK, let's see how much of a wimp you are, Tom. Listen to this story. The other day, while we were going to the cinema, we saw a boy stealing a handbag from a little old lady. If you saw the same thing, Tom, what would you do?
If I saw a boy stealing from an old lady, I'd call the police on my mobile phone.
What would you do, Asif?
I'd probably call the police too.
Do you know what I did? I ran after the boy and shouted at him to stop. You see, I'm actually quite courageous.
That was stupid and dangerous. Did you stop him?
Well, no. I couldn't run fast enough. I'm not a very fast runner.
So what happened?
Nothing. We went into the cinema and called the police.
Exactly. That is exactly why I wouldn't try to run after him myself.
But it was good that you tried to stop him, Mel. Well done.
Thank you.
OK, Mel, I've got a situation for you and Asif. You were at a friend's house for dinner. Your friend's mum asks you if you're hungry, and you say yes. And then she brings you a plate of black pudding.
Black pudding? Yuck!
What's black pudding? I don't think I've ever eaten it.
It's a kind of sausage made with blood.
Yuck!
You don't want to be rude to your friend's mum, but you know that it will make you sick to eat the food. What would you do? Would you tell her you couldn't eat it?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd say, I'm not eating that rubbish.
Would you? I won't invite you to dinner at our house then. My mum would be really upset if you said that.
Well, maybe I'd say I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and the next day she'd see you eating a hamburger in town.
Then I'd say I felt ill and couldn't eat anything.
But then you wouldn't have any dinner.
I'd get something to eat when I got home.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd eat it all. I'll eat anything.
Oh, Tom, you're disgusting!